you're going to change your business, you have to make a difference. So here's what I'm looking at. What makes the difference in people? What makes the difference in an organization? I submit to you that it isn't getting a head start. You can find individuals who you give everything to. You can love on them, give them a great education, they get a great economic background, they can spend the rest of their life going in and out of a rehab. What's in this before? Know what I'm talking about. So yeah! On the other hand, you see people that life's kicked in the face. Somebody's been abused mentally, emotionally, physically, you name it, and they become the oppressed of the world. There's certainly not, advantage does not come because you're given something. And by the way, in business, advantage doesn't come because you have the most resources. Companies with the most resources don't win. The most resourceful companies might win. The most resourceful companies are the ones where employees are the most engaged. And it's statistically proven. You look around and you say, who had the lead? Well, before YouTube, there was Vimeo. They had a year jump, pretty much the same technology, just didn't engage as many people. For Google, there was, what happened, yo? If you're out there, what the hell happened to you people? Before Facebook, there was, well, what happened to MySpace? Facebook was more engaging. Engagement is really the new factor. Be able to be fully engaged. By the way, in your intimate relationships, how important is engagement? Some guy is going, very important, I want to put it off as long as I can. No, I don't mean that. For engagement, that really is going to determine the level of fulfillment you have or don't have in a relationship, right? The more engaged somebody feels that you are with them, the more energy you have, the more connection you have, the more aliveness you have. So part of what I'd like to experiment with you here to kind of discover what creates engagement for real with you. What creates disengagement? There are huge factors, because if you understand what they are, your level of performance, your level of results, your level of leadership, your level of joy will change very, very radically. Who's with me that engagement is not just a term, but something that can make a difference in your body? Let me see a show of hands. Say hi. Not asking for your hand raised for some engagement, because here's what research shows. If you listen to me passively as I'm talking here, guess what? After a month, if you just listen and see it passively, which most of you are doing, there's nothing wrong with that. That's probably what you've been doing your whole life. That's what you've been taught to. You'll remember about 10% of what I say to you a month from now, which basically means you wasted your time today and I wasted mine. 10%. I only came here because you want to learn something, do something, change something, make something stronger or better. Say hi! That's true. If all you do is take notes, you don't see anybody barely doing. Oh, thank you very much if you stand corrected. Now the people on either side, what's wrong with you, bitch? Come on, where's the notes? You're right? Because I don't know anybody who's got that great memory and my entire life I've kept journals, because here's what I learned real early on. Writing it down, if I never look back and read it again, the physical act of writing it down drives the groove deeper. Repetition is the mother of a skill. You look at anyone who's masterful. Why are they masterful? Why can LeBron James do what he can do? Because he's done it a few million times, right? Yeah, Kobe will go out and make 300 shots before he will leave that floor every day. 300 shots. Same freaking activity. Most people in the tech world say, oh yeah, know the story, know the thing. If you're not doing it, you don't know shit. Understanding, and the $3 will almost get you Starbucks. If you're gonna master something, you need to get the repetition where you get it in your body and you bring emotion to it. Enough emotion and enough repetition it gets in your body and now it becomes physical mass where you don't think about it and you just do it. Mastery is tying your shoes. Most of you can do this. Chew some gum and send text simultaneously. Not some people. Some people need to tongue out while they're doing it, but you get the idea. If you do something enough and you're confident enough, you're sending enough of that in your body. That's mastery. So I'd like to see if we couldn't get a different level of mastery in this. And what I'm going to ask you to do, by the way, if you listen and take notes, Just write those notes down or type them in whatever you do. Research shows that you retain about 40-50% of what's been said. For the future, I highly encourage you to do that. Now might be a good time. The third most powerful one is if you physically engage your body, if you ask you a question, yell back the answer. In a few minutes, I'm going to ask you to actively engage the different engage with each other to do some crazy things you wouldn't normally do. What that does is it brings up engagement 80 to 90% retention. Because now it's not just a fall or a ride, it's a feeling your body as well. And if you do that, you're going to retain it. Also for doing more and holding on to more. Say hi. And to do that, I'm going to ask a couple things. One is, if I ask a question, please yell off the answer. You're already doing that. You're being very kind, but don't be kind anymore. Do it with more passion and intensity, because I'm not going to ask a question you don't know the answer, because I want you to feel good about yourself. But if you yell out the answer, you'll activate your body's nervous system. Make sense? The more you activate, the more energy you'll have. We live in a passive society, and we're gonna engage. By the way, the companies that have recorded 24 of the top 25% in the country, highest level engagement of employees are companies like Google, companies like Salesforce, companies like Apple, companies like Facebook. And by the way, guess what all the research shows? 22% more profitability. Almost one for one. For every percentage of increased engagement, you almost get an increase of profitability. But it would argue you get that in your personal life as well. The more engaged you are, the more the other person will become engaged. When you get someone engaged, you get engaged. Think about it. Everyone who's here is a leader. What's our job to do as a leader? Our job is maximize resources. How do we take whatever resource and get more out of it? Ourselves. Other people, our economics, our business, our technology, that's the job of a leader. But you can't maximize resources if you don't have full engagement. So I'd like to see if you couldn't increase that. One simple way of doing that, increasing the engagement, is to start with us. Because, by the way, are you going to engage other people if you're not engaged? Yes or no? No. Yes or no? No! Are you going to be able to touch other people if you're not touched? No. Are you going to move other people if you're not moved? No. So by the way, here's a problem. How many of you wake up, you have certain days, you wake up and you think to yourself, today, I don't want to talk to any people. Who in this room has days like this where you don't want to talk to anybody? Say hi. Come on, say this more, some energy. Hi. As a professional, you gotta do that most times. And if you fake it, do people feel it? Yes. I'm going to show you some ways to change it. By the way, here's the reward of engagement. If you can become a person and engage others, you'll now become an extraordinary leader, not a mediocre or good one.